Welcome to the First Unitarian Church of Walton. We are a community that celebrates our diversity. During our summer months, our pulpit is graced by our worship associates, fellow congregants, and guest speakers. Our topics will be diverse, intriguing, and maybe a little challenging. So to our visitors, welcome. Please join us and have some fun. Please come through the summer and help us worship our new minister at the end of August. If you fill out the card at the back of the gray hymnal, you will receive our newsletter for the next 3 months with all the events of the church. At the front of our sanctuary is our spirit chair, where activities for all ages can be found. We do have a nursery for young children down the hall, first door on the left. Let us worship together. I do have one announcement. Contact person, none. The time of our service moves from 10:15 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. on August 21st. So now we're going to light the chalice. Do we have somebody to light the chalice?
We're doing things in a little different order today.
We light this chalice, symbol of Unitarian Universalism. May it remind us of the divine spark in all of creation, the power to love, to heal what is broken, and to be grateful for life's blessings each day.
Each week we participate in a spiritual practice of giving to this community. We do this because we are committed to a free and responsible church. Give what you can. The offering will be gratefully received. May it be joyfully given.
Please recite the offering blessing with me. To the work of the church, which is weaving a tapestry of love we call community, we dedicate ourselves and these our offerings.
call to worship today is number 419 in the Gray Hymnal and is attributed to Kalidasa. Look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. It is brief. In its brief course lie all the verities and realities of your existence. The bliss of growth, the glory of action, the splendor of beauty. For yesterday is but a dram, and tomorrow is only a vision. But today, well lived, makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day.
A couple years ago, I saw a newscast about a wildfire going through California. Now, they pretty much happen every year. This one was particularly huge. The newscaster was able to get amazingly close to this fire. And what was even more amazing, he shut up. And he let you hear the fire. He let you hear the crunching, the crackling, the roaring of the flames. And you were so close, you could see all the colors, the reds and the oranges and the pinks swirling through the underbrush. It was an amazing witness of power. And then we look at this. We think of this as tamed, but is it? It is not tamed, it's contained. What it tamed was us. It stopped us being a nomadic people and had us settle down, plant crops, even changed the way our teeth are because we were able to cook our food and we didn't need big, hard teeth anymore. Later on, alchemists, chemists, scientists were able to harness its power to create tools for us so that we could progress and become more civilized and gain more control of our environments for good or for bad. Fire puts two emotions into us regularly. Fear and awe, and it mesmerizes us because it is a power that we can contain only under its rules. The minute we mess up, it becomes the wildfire again. It is linked with the sacred. It is seen as the divine spark, as we say in our chalice lighting. It is a symbol of love. It is part of hearth and heart. It is our passion personified. Whenever we think of it, we think of that, or think of the wildfire. It is a symbol of illumination, inspiration, rebirth, immortality, and purification. It is not only the destruction, but it is also the creation. It not only creates light, but it also creates the shadow. It is healing and transformative. It clears out our spiritual path so that we may move forward and grow more. Now, I talked of the wildfire before. I also got to witness a forest after a wildfire, seeing the trees blackened and the ground burnt. It was a couple years after the wildfire, but you know what else I saw? Grass growing, new leaves. The fallen trees that did not survive the fire were covered in moss and fungus, becoming new resting places and new earth and new homes. That is the power of fire. Today we cast our circle
passing out candles. I don't know if I have enough made, so please be patient with us. I wasn't expecting a crowd. And we'll be passing the flame from one person to another. And there's a little audience participation in this part. As you pass the fire over, please say, "With fire we cast our circle." Right? It's okay. As sunlight slants across fields of golden grain, we gather in the heat of July, in the sultry heat of high summer, to celebrate sacred fire. Fire has great powers of destruction, but it also has the powers of healing and transformation. We call to the sacred fire, hearth fire, flame within our souls. With fire, we cast our circle. With fire, we cast our circle. Now I know we're not really a circle, but we're making do. With sacred fire, our circle is cast. So mote it be. Now we will call the quarters. We summon ye spirits of north, of earth. Be the foundation beneath the ashes of the sacred flame. We welcome you to our bright circle. We welcome you to our bright circle.
We welcome you to our bright circle.
We summon ye spirits of east, of air, be the gentle whisper that ignites the spark of sacred flame. We welcome you to our bright circle.
We welcome you to our bright circle.
We summon ye spirits of south, of fire. We call on your powers to build the sacred flame. We welcome you to our bright circle.
We welcome you to our bright circle.
We summon ye spirits of west, of water. Be the holy well that balances the sacred flame. We welcome you to our bright circle.
We welcome you to our bright circle.
This is the flame of destruction, the flame of purification. Spirit of creation, guide us through the fire. We welcome you to our bright circle. This is the flame of healing, the flame of transformation. Sacred seed, we ask you to guide us through the fire. We welcome you to our bright circle. And now you can put out the fire so no accidents happen. Can we collect them again so people don't have to hold on to them? We'll collect the candles real quick.
Please join in singing hymn number 308, The Blessing of Earth and Sky.
Please rise as you're willing and able.
Children's story today.
Hold on just a second. There we go. Is Seven Blind Mice by Ed Young. There we go. One day, seven blind mice were surprised to find a strange something by their pond. "What is it?" they cried. And they all ran home. On Monday, Red Mouse went up first to find out. "It's a pillar," he said. No one believed him. On Tuesday, Green Mouse sent out. He was the second to go.
"It's a snake," he said.
"No," said Yellow Mouse on Wednesday.
"It's a spear." He was the third in turn. The fourth was Purple Mouse. He went out on Thursday.
"It's a great cliff," he said.
Orange Mouse went out on Friday, the fifth to go.
"It's a fan," he cried. "I felt it move."
The sixth to go was Blue Mouse. He went out on Saturday and said,
"It's nothing but a rope."
But the others didn't agree. They began to argue,
"A snake, a rope, a fan, a cliff."
Until on Sunday, White Mouse, the seventh mouse, went to the pond. When she came upon the something, she ran up one side and she ran down the other. She ran across the top from end to end.
"Ah," said White Mouse, "now I see. The something is as sturdy as a pillar, as supple as a snake, wide as a cliff, sharp as a spear, breezy as a fan, stringy as a rope. But altogether, the something is an elephant."
And when the other mice ran up one side and down the other, across the something from end to end, they agreed. Now they saw it too. The mouse moral: knowing in part may make a fine tale, but wisdom comes from seeing the whole. That's one of my favorite stories. Our meditation today is going to be a little different. It's going to be a power chant. So don't be afraid to make noise, all right? This is just a template. You don't have to use this. You can make any noise that feel good. Just feel alive and put will out into the world and just feel it. Okay? All right, so we'll start with this and then you can move into whatever you want after you get the feel of it, all right? Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth, air, fire and water, four led by one. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit.
Bye.
Ritual of Joys and Sorrows. Now is the time for our ritual of joys and sorrows. Take a stone and give it purpose with word or thought. Place it in the cleansing waters of this community so its energies can disperse that purpose to where they are needed. Go.
A stone for all those who are not here with us today. Stone for all those who will come in the future. And all thoughts I can give to everyone around the world who is suffering this week.
Our reading today is two poems. Wind is the loving wooer of waters. Wind blends together, billows all, foaming spirit of man. Thou art like unto water, fortune of man, thou art like unto wind. Brew me a cup of winter's night, for the night howls loud and the furies fight. Spice it with love and stir it with care, and I'll toast your bright eyes, my sweetheart fair.
When I announced what my sermon was to be about, many came to me excited and keen to learn more about my beliefs. Wicca is a bit of a hodgepodge, if you really want to know. Cultural misappropriation is rife in the practice, and there are many paths that anyone can follow. My practice is a mix of Celtic beliefs, Native American mentality, and the wisdom to know that I do not know the name or names of the powers that be. I came to Wicca how quite a few do. I felt conflicted, unguided by Christianity. It didn't answer the questions that I was constantly asking, and my pastor and my vicar at my Lutheran church when I was a kid basically gave up on me and told me to go with God. One actually suggested I should be a nun. But I found my answer, sort of, in my favorite movie, The Power of One. At one point, the main character has a major conflict in his life, and he's trying to find an answer that will give him the guidance he needs to come up with the solution to the problem. And his mentor told him that all answers can be found in nature. And that put me on my path. You just need to know where to look. Pantore odin menai. Everything flows. Nothing is stagnant. In researching the pentacle, I found that Wicca is not the first to use it. It started out as a Christian symbol, representing the five senses and the five wounds of Christ. This was the first pentacle, I know. Not what we think of, but evidence can be seen in the painting of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. Gawain has a pentacle on his shield, and it was painted in the 14th century. The symbol was resurrected by Agrippa during the Renaissance as the Neoplatonic elements to the five points. And again, in the 19th century, it was taken up by occultists, but also by the Baha'i, the Latter-day Saints, the Seer, or the Rug of West Africa, and the Druze, which is actually something I never heard of, so I had to look it up. They're a mixed religion of Ismailism, Judaism, Christianity, Gnosticism, Neoplatonism, Pythagoreanism, Hinduism, and others. And it's actually becoming very popular in the Middle East. Give me a second, I gotta do some drawing. And this is the Elphas Levi pentagram. And there's a lot to it, but I'm going to abbreviate it right now, and I'll explain. And it's all written in Latin. But we have the ruling, the male figure, the female figure. Oh, and these are figures representing some of the planets, and now I've totally lost it, and I didn't write it down, so I'm sorry. But if you want to look it up yourself, Eliphas Levi, who is a famous occultist who I think got his information, inspiration from the magician who worked with Queen Elizabeth I. All right, now, as you've all seen, I have my altar. One of the fun things about Wicca is it comes with lots of stuff. And so these are the directions. Earth, represented by this yellow candle, is associated with the north, representing the earth herself, silence, and wealth. As Mahatma Gandhi said, Mother Earth provides enough to satisfy everyone's need, but not enough to satisfy everyone's greed. The symbols are soil, salt, and the pentacle itself. Everything we need. Fire is the element associated with the south. As said earlier, representing destruction, rebirth, passion, purity, also blood, sap, and life. Have patience with all things, but chiefly with yourself. Have courage in considering your own imperfections and instantly set about improving yourself. Every day begins anew. St. Francis de Sales. The symbols are the flame, which in this case went out, naughty self. As usual, I don't want to play by your rules. The incense, which I will not burn because we have sensitive people in the audience, and the wand. Hide not your talents. They for use were made. What's a sundial in the shade? Poor Richard. Air is the element of the east, representing clarity, reason, judgment, wind, heights, and breath. Experience is what we call the accumulation of our mistakes. It's a Yiddish proverb. The symbols are the bell. In this case, I have a singing bowl. The athame, which is a double-edged blade. It's supposed to be black and white, but where can you find one of those? This one's flint and antler. It was made by a friend's father. And the scales, which I don't have a set of. The ultimate umpire of all things in life is fact. Agnes C. Laut. The last physical element is water, represented by the west, or the element of the west, represented by the ebb and flow of all things, emotions, luck, the good and the bad, the unconscious, mind, generation, and fertility. The art of living lies less in eliminating our troubles than in growing with them. Bernard M. Baruch. The symbols are the bowl, the chalice, or the cup, and water itself. What are heavy, sea sand and sorrow? What are brief, today and tomorrow? What are frail, spring blossoms and youth? What are deep, the ocean and truth? Christina Rossetti. Lastly is spirit. Four elements governed by a fifth. Representing transcendence everywhere and nowhere, within and without, the void. My last quote is from Lao Tzu, who, in case you don't know, was 500 BC in China. Everyone says my way of life is the way of a simpleton. Being largely the way of a simpleton is what makes it worthwhile. If not the way of a simpleton, it would long ago have been worthless. These possessions of a simpleton being the three I choose and cherish: to care, to be fair, to be humble. When a man cares, he is unafraid. When he is fair, he leaves enough for others. When he is humble, he can grow. Whereas if, like men today, he is bold without caring, self-indulgent without sharing, self-important without shame, he is dead. The invisible shield of caring is a weapon from the sky against being dead. Our last hymn is 1064. Yes, 1064, Blue Boat Home. There we go. Sacred Seed, thank you for your transformation and for your presence in our bright circle. We ask for your blessings as you depart and bid you farewell. We bid you farewell. Blessed be. Spirit of Creation, thank you for your inspiration and for your presence in our bright circle. We ask for your blessing as you depart and bid you farewell. We bid you farewell. Blessed be. Spirits of the West, of water, thank you for your balance, for your presence in our bright circle. We ask for your blessing as you depart and bid you farewell. We bid farewell. Blessed be. Spirits of the South, of fire, thank you for your power and for your presence in our bright circle. We ask you for your blessing as you depart and bid you farewell. We bid you farewell. Blessed be. Spirits of the East, of air, thank you for your gentle whisper and your presence in our bright circle. We ask for your blessings as you depart and bid you farewell. We bid you farewell. Blessed be. Spirits of North, of earth, thank you for your presence in our bright circle. We bid you farewell and blessed be. May the sacred flame of inspiration and wisdom remain in our hearts. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Oh. Go out. After our postlude, please come and join in Cake and Ale. Well, sparkling cider and cupcakes.
Thank you.